Continuing the conversation now on a Tuesday, my next guest, a former advisor to President Donald Trump, former Federal Reserve Board nominee as well, Stephen Moore with me. Stephen, welcome back.
Hi, good morning.
Always good to have you, my friend. We'll get to the Fed here in a second. As a former advisor to the president, what do you make of all the Democrats rushing to a 4 o'clock meeting to discuss impeachment?
Well, look, they have to get over themselves. I don't approve of what Trump may have said to the Ukrainian president. I think it's probably a dumb thing to do regarding Joe Biden. But, you know, we're going to have an election in a year. So if the Democrats want to get rid of Donald Trump and evict him from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, beat him.
Yeah, beat him at the polls.
You know, they can't beat him, though. They know that he, you know, especially given the field that's on that stage now of Democrats, I don't see any one of them coming anywhere close to Trump. But, you know, this is why we have elections. And so, by the way, the more they talk about impeachment, you know, the bigger the problems are, because people want to solve problems in the country. They want to, you know, see their schools better. They want to improve the healthcare system. They want to see their wallets increase, and they don't want to, you know, have all this talk about impeachment.
And how do you have the conversation, Stephen, when we've got on tape, we just played it a couple of times today, we've played it in the past, had to go back to the archive and pull out Joe Biden from January 2018 bragging about getting a prosecutor fired in Ukraine that was investigating his son. Otherwise, they would not release $1 billion in loan guarantees. And he said, you got 6 hours to decide before I get on that plane and leave. And guess what? The prosecutor got fired. So,
well, exactly. I mean, look, Biden looks pretty bad. I think, unfortunately, they both look bad here. I think Trump looks bad in this, and I think Biden looks really bad. And look, I mean, if I'm Donald Trump, I'd want to run against Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden's way too old. He's a gaff machine. And, you know, I still wonder, you know, I think the only pose any kind of danger to Trump at this point would be Michelle Obama. I don't see any of the people on that stage. I don't know. Do you? I've not heard.
I don't. But I don't see how Michelle Obama's qualified to run either. But I guess I'm going to back up to your comment here, Stephen, and that is, you know, you think what Trump did looks bad, but we don't really know what it was said. And if he said, hey, we're looking into corruption and we're not going to, you know, release $400 million until we know what's going on with corruption. And Trump said he did not. I mean, he just flat out on tape said, I didn't say that. It's not what was said. And so he has a track record of saying, I didn't do these things. And it tends to be true. He tends to come, you know, the Democrats scream and clamor and this and that. Well, that's not. And the president seems to be on the money when he says, I didn't say that. That's not what was said. That's not the conversation. Yeah. Right.
I don't know what was said. I think it's a big problem, by the way, whistleblowers that are telling the public private conversations.
Well, that's a problem.
I mean, that's a big problem. Because then the president is, you know, you have to have some kind of cone of silence here. But the point I was going to make is, you know, those Democrats, you know, I'm an economist. I look at the economy. And I've listened to those debates Democrats have had. I haven't sat through all of them, but I've listened to a lot of them. I can't think of one single good idea that would help the economy grow and help businesses and workers from the Democrats.
It's not one.
Income redistribution, raise taxes, you know, Green New Deal, get rid of cars, get rid of airplanes. I mean, it's such a far left agenda.
I think you forgot a couple. You forgot universal income. You forgot reparations. Come on, Stephen.
I've estimated that the cost of all of that, we did a study at Heritage, over the next 20 years would be $100 trillion.
Right.
$100 billion. $100 trillion. I mean, come on. Where is the money going to come from to pay for all that? As Milton Friedman used to say, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Well, right. And Uncle Milty, I wish he was still here. Or, you can go look at him online and look at his videos, which are great, by the way.
Yeah.
Stephen Moore here, former Donald Trump economic advisor, former Federal Reserve Board nominee. What about the Fed? What about the Fed? The president complains about the Fed a lot. The economy still looks pretty darn good. What do you make of it?
Look, the Fed is behind the curve. They've been way too slow in cutting rates. And, of course, they made two, you know, dramatically wrong decisions late last year to raise rates. We all know last summer, right before Christmas, where they raised rates in the stock market by 2,500 points. So I think the president's been right about this. You know, I was nominated to be on the Fed, and I believe the Fed should be stabilizing prices. And right now I'm more worried about deflation than inflation. When you have negative interest rates in some countries, that's an indication of deflation. And deflation can be as bad, you know, falling prices can be as bad as rising prices. for an economy. So I think Trump has been exactly right about this. I mean, the Fed is finally getting its act. I think they should have cut more. So, you know, if you look at commodity prices, look at the, you know, corn, wheat, cotton, oil prices, look at timber prices, they've been falling. That's a sign of deflation, not inflation. So what we need to do, I mean, the picture here is very simple. Trump has grown the economy. We're the alpha male economy in the world. Nobody else is growing except us now. And so everybody's investing in the United States because of Trump's policies on reduction in taxes, reduction in regulation. And there's a demand for dollars at the same time the Fed was pulling dollars out of the economy. That was a really stupid decision. But they're finally reversing that. And we're getting close to where we should be, but I still think they need to cut one more time.
All right. And if they do that, a good economy all the way. And I agree with you. We've got an election coming up in a year. If you don't like what's going on, go vote in November 3rd, 2020. Get to the polls and figure out what's going on. But right now, if this economy is in the same shape and Donald Trump is still president, if I were a betting man, I'm not, but if I were, I'd put $1 on Donald Trump to win the whole thing in November. I'll give you the last word.
Obviously, you're there in about zero in Michigan. I mean, my attitude is whatever presidential candidate wins Michigan will be the next president.
I agree with that.
I think Trump is I've been there a couple times lately. It looks to me like Trump is pretty strong in Michigan, but what do you think?
I agree with that. I think that Michigan is the ground zero for November 3rd, 2020. If they win Michigan, they win it all, and I think he's doing well here. And next time you're in town, we should have lunch.
I would love to do that. And by the way, you know, I'll throw out one statistic for you, you know, to indicate how strong the economy is. The number is 7.2 million. Do you know what that number is?
No, sir.
7.2 million is the number of unfilled jobs in the American economy today.
There you go.
We've never seen anything like that before in the history of the United States.
Great situation for people who want a job, no question. Got to leave it right there. Stephen Moore, former Donald Trump Economic Advisor and Reserve Board nominee. Stephen Moore, greatly appreciated as always. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show. Yeah. We can't.